Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Pekudei. And they brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil of the screen and screened the ark of the testimony. The Lord commanded Moses. Exodus chapter 40, verse 21. Parochah's partition separated between the area where the ark was kept in the less holy area of the Mikdash sanctuary. Consider the variety of materials used, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen. With cherubim, the work of the skillful workman shall it be made. Exodus chapter 26, verse 31. According to the Talmud, the craftsmen embroidered the place where they had designed. It's mentioned in Yoma 72b. Thus, first a pattern was made on the material, then they embroidered the design. Our thoughts were woven together, forming a tapestry in this life. The nature of our thoughts would determine the quality of the tapestry. When thoughts surface first in our mind, these thoughts may be likened to a pattern that is based upon our soul. Therefore, the design that is eventually woven in our lives is a reflection of who we are. Yet, our personalities may often influence the overall design of our soul, either positively or negatively, dependent on what kind of thoughts occupy our minds and what kind of character traits or presenting themselves at any given time. If only the true light of the soul could shine through, irrespective of our own limiting factors, then the woven result would reflect that light. This has to do with the basic mechanism of the soul, inasmuch that our lower nature may interfere with our higher aspirations given to us by the soul. Therefore, like skillful craftspersons, we need to discern positive from negative, right from wrong, and light from darkness, and sort out our thoughts so that we can weave a pure tapestry. Additionally, consider that in regard to our thoughts, the tapestry we weave separates to some degree between our inner sanctuary, the depths of our mind, and the persona we present to the world. Only behind the parochas, the partition of our soul, in other words, behind our thought life, we may connect on an intimate level with Hashem, whose presence appeared upon the ark cover between the two golden cherubim behind the parochas, the veil. Just as his presence appeared in the inner sanctuary of the Mishkan, his presence may dwell within the inner sanctuary of our soul. These parallel threads are woven into the majesty of the Mishkan and the wonder of mankind. The Mishkan is said to reflect the glory of creation. Yet Jewish mysticism teaches that a human being is a microcosm of the macrocosm. Therefore, the Mishkan is a concise reflection of the macrocosm, the universe in total, can give us an idea of how we are also akin to the universe. These are heavy thoughts to ponder upon. Thus we see that Hashem is the essence and center of the Mishkan and the universe. In the Mishkan, from where his voice spoke to Moses, and he may also reside in the inner sanctuary of our soul, even though he resides in seventh heaven. This is part of the ultimate intention of the Mishkan, pointing towards us as tabernacles where Hashem may dwell within us. As mentioned in Exodus chapter 25:8, build me a sanctuary so that I may dwell within you. Hashem is indispensable in our lives and the world, and he cannot be left out of the equation of life. He meets us where we are, at the inner depths of our mind, constituting our emotional life, as well as sublime intellectual understanding. As is mentioned elsewhere, the noblest and most exalted feelings that the Jew experiences must remain like the Ark of the Covenant concealed behind the curtain, according to Return from Daily Inspiration for the Days of Awe. Once we prepare ourselves, making ourselves into a Mishkan worthy of his presence, we may rest reassured of the opportunity given to us from above that he may dwell within. Shabbat Shalom.